This is a podcast from Patriots.com.
Dude, check it out. This is the sweetest thing I've ever done.
For information on this or any other Patriots podcast, visit Patriots.com.
Wow. And all this time, I thought Googling yourself meant the other thing.
Now, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly and Lori Baranski.
Hi, I'm Lori Baranski, and welcome to another Patriots Ross Report podcast, an official podcast of the New England Patriots. It's January 18th right here at Gillette Stadium as the Patriots get to face the San Diego Chargers this weekend right at home. Today we have Paul Perlow, Tom Casale, and Andy Hart.
Thanks, Lori. Quiet week on the transactions this week, although the team did add a couple players. Familiar faces, as we'll all remember, to the practice squad. Linebacker Kyle Bissinger and cornerback Jamara Williams were added to the practice squad on January 16th. Paul, you're a big Bissinger fan. Why don't you talk about him?
I love the way you set me up for those all the time. Well, they did have the two openings in the practice squad. They are now filled. Let's move on.
Back to Andy. The only other thing we really have to talk about is the injury report heading into the AFC Championship game. And some interesting names on both sides, I think. First of all, on the Patriots side, Mel Mitchell with a biceps injury has not practiced the first couple days of the week. Tom Brady, right shoulder, limited in practice. Stephen Neal, shoulder, limited in practice. Now there's some new names here. Dante Stallworth was limited in practice on Wednesday with a knee injury, but was removed from the injury report on Thursday. But one player added on Thursday was tackle Matt Light with the flu, and tackle Ryan O'Callaghan was on Wednesday with the flu. So there's a possibility, a little bit of a flu bug making the way through the locker room here. Blame Ryan O'Callaghan. He started it, moved on to Matt Light. But this is an issue they faced last year. A lot of talk. Fred Kirsch of Patriots Football Weekly spreading the flu on the team plane back from San Diego. Then the Patriots go to Indy, run out of gas, cramping, guys in and out of the game. Is this an issue to keep an eye on heading into Sunday?
I mean, only they know how much they were weakened by guys having the flu and how much it was just the buildup of three games and two road games and cross-country flights and all that. I'm sure it had an impact, but I'm not sure how much it has. I know on the other side, San Diego, Merriman hasn't practiced on Wednesday or Thursday for the same reason. He's been listed as an illness. So, yeah, I think at this time of year, guys are dealing with stuff, but it's the AFC Championship game, and you fight through that.
All right. Good stuff. On the San Diego side, as Paul pointed out, Sean Merriman is dealing with an illness. They didn't even go flu. See, Bill might want to use that in the future because illness is more vague than flu. He's being a little specific on the injury report. Maybe the first time we've ever accused him of that. But the Chargers injury list, the who's who. Antonio Gates, toe. Phillip Rivers, knee. LaDainian Tomlinson, knee. And Jamal Williams, ankle. All missed practice on Wednesday. Tomlinson returned to practice full participation on Thursday. Lorenzo Neal has been limited but then returned on Thursday. The interesting one is the Sean Merriman, because the other guys, Gates played against the Colts. Looks like Tomlinson's going to play. But, you know, Paul, you have some sources telling you that Phillip Rivers could be close to game-time decision and or not playing.
Let me amend that. I don't have any sources. I heard somebody tell me yesterday they had a source.
Yeah. It's a second-degree source.
And that actually Rivers is dealing with a torn ACL. And someone pointed out to me last night, Mike Felger, when Tomlinson went up to Rivers on the sideline in that game, and it was almost like he was saying, what's going on? What's the deal? What's the injury? And then Rivers said something to him, and then Tomlinson made a face like, oh, you know, that's really bad. And, you know, now there's some reports that maybe Norv Turner is trying to intentionally put the dog and pony show on that, you know, Rivers is not practicing, but he's, you know, they're intending on playing him. Some people out there, there was a reporter in San Diego last night on the show that I did in Comcast that said that definitively Phillip Rivers will start the game. Now, how long he's going to be able to go, who knows?
Did he work for Chargers Weekly?
He didn't. I don't know. I think this could be one of those things like Atlanta a couple of years ago with Michael Vick, and they knew that he wasn't going to play all week, but they intentionally made that unclear with the injury report, and they were going with Matt Schaub all along. I think it might be Billy Volek on Sunday.
But they're not cheating. So, I mean, Phillip Rivers
did has not
practice, so they're not lying.
It would be cheating if today he's listed as
probable and then doesn't play.
Or doubtful and whatever. If he's out, he's out. If he has a torn ACL and he's out, he's out.
Yeah, I'd go questionable if I was Norv Turner.
I think that's what he'll do. I think it'll be listed. I think he's going to be listed as questionable.
If I'm playing
today.
Bill Belichick, this is not the week I'm picking to, like, abide by every single rule of the injury report and say out any earlier than I need to say it. I say out when it's the absolute last minute.
I hear he's out.
Butch Stearns in Boston is basically
right.
reporting
I think they knew that he was out last Sunday.
Then they're doing the right thing.
And I agree
if they announced
Tom.
Him as out on Monday, it would be Marvin Lewis
Norv
again.
Turner's,
why are we doing this?
Norv Turner said on Sunday he's questionable.
Right.
Well, how do you know? You know what I mean? It's not Wednesday. The injury report is now. So how do you know he's questionable?
The only thing I would say
never
is...
Never should they come out early and say he's out.
On Sunday, Rivers said he could have gone back into the game. Now, he may not have known he had a torn ACL
right.
at that time.
Right. Yeah, the MRI would show that
and,
the next day.
And you're the expert, Andy, on the torn ACLs because, you know, you're an unathletic fullback who tore his ACL in high school. Technically, he could play. Am I wrong on that?
He could. Technically, but... If he gets hit, the next right. thing to go is the
yeah.
Robert Edwards.
Exactly.
You're talking about arteries, nerves, permanent damage, amputation of leg.
There's different.
If he wants to risk
so
it, go for it.
There's different tears, right? There's different kinds of like people
well,
say,
yeah.
"Well, how could he be walking with a torn?"
Well, that's
walk,
you right. can walk with
every
anything.
Every guy
yeah.
I've ever seen tear his ACL walks
yeah.
off the field.
Yeah, and actually, it gets better. Like the initial injury you have, there's like swelling, pain, burning, and then like the next day. You don't really notice it as much, and as the week goes on, he could feel better, but he still has a torn ACL.
Yeah,
it's the instability.
There's like slight tears. There's
well,
like,
yeah.
You know,
there's slight tears. There's full tears. But even with a full tear, you know, it doesn't keep you from walking. It's just the instability that would lead to very serious things
right,
if the knee bent
that's
a weird
what I heard.
Way.
I heard that he technically, yes, he could play this week, but the problem is him getting hit there
right.
and then causing further damage. And, you know, Norv Turner isn't going to expose him to that just to win yeah. a game.
And Billy Volek, I mean, he's a guy that's played. He's had some impressive games. He's come in and thrown the ball down the field and chucked it up. So you have a guy that has a little experience. It's not like the Patriots if Matt Cassel had to play this week.
It's like Don Strzok. Come in.
Sure.
You don't know who that is, do you?
I do, actually.
Come in.
I'm guessing he knows him from some way that he shouldn't know him.
Throw
like,
for
you know,
500
his arena football coaching
and...
career or something.
I mean, that's the Billy Volek story is every once in a while he comes in and throws for a ton of
yeah.
yards. So look for them to chuck
but
the ball, I guess.
Pointed out, he does. He turns the ball over,
right.
too. That's the negative.
Like, I
him.
Could see him throwing for 350 yards, but with three interceptions.
Right.
That's what he. That's basically what he
and
does.
And he can't win that way.
Yeah, well, he's certainly not going to beat the Patriots. No. You have to be perfect to beat the Patriots.
And one just side note before we wrap this up. There's been a lot of attention focused on Igor Olshansky's quotes, and he stood by them. He said what he meant. He said, the filter wasn't on. You got me right after the game, but I said what I meant. He also said something that I found curious. He said, emotion like that, if they use it for extra motivation, only lasts a couple series. Then you play football. Well, you might be down 14-0 if it lasts a couple series.
If their emotion after Spygate lasted a couple series, it was 14-0
right.
Patriots, game over.
This week it'll be 14-0, and Billy Volek will have to throw the ball 45 times, and that's how you get Paul Perillo's, you know, four or five picks for Billy Volek. So,
three.
You know, the injury factor seems to be hindering the Chargers more than the Patriots, although keep an eye on the flu on both sides. Apparently these guys didn't get their flu shots, as many Patriots fans are complaining at this point. But anyway, that's going to wrap up a postseason injury roster report podcast, and we'll toss it back to Lori.
Thanks, guys. Join us again next week for a brand new roster report podcast. Remember to keep checking patriots.com for all the latest information. Thanks for listening, and go Pats.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from patriots.com. log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and patriots.com.